Before residents can rev up scooters for the road, the city must first find suitable vendors. Julie Christensen is a senior planner with the Tallahassee and Leon County Planning Department. She says vendors must answer important questions before moving forward.
How do they rebalance their scooters? How do they charge them? How do they make sure they're parked in the right place? How do they encourage safe scooting practices? And how they educate the riders on where and how they can use the scooters, among other things?
Instead of an attendant teaching riders the ropes, Christensen says the checking in and out of e-scooters might be through an app.
So when you would check out a scooter, what would come up on your screen, and this is just an example, could be something like, this is how you check it out, this is how you ride it, this is how you make it stop, this is where you can and cannot ride, this is where you can and cannot park, this is any other safety information, you'll please use a helmet.
Christensen says the maximum speed of the e-scooters will be 15 miles an hour. Due to recent legislation, e-scooters can be treated the same as bikes if regulated by local governments. This means the e-scooters can ride on roads, sidewalks, and bicycle lanes. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.